Is this two overtimes in like 2 weeks?
There's a lot going on, Mike.
We went from no overtimes to all the overtimes.
All the overtimes.
OT is dependent on the things that happen in the world.
It's very true. Sometimes the news is just flowing with related to us. Sometimes not so much.
Sometimes it's a desert. Sometimes it's a phone. Past 2 weeks, a lot going on.
Yeah, there really has.
So, all right. Well, let's not kill any more time. Let's dive right into overtime.
First up, I think I have a story here that's going to make Mike Nomapod very happy. I think he might be keen to watch the television program that we're about to discuss.
Okay.
Quote, monster mom Casey Anthony is pitching a reality show about her life, but TV execs are spooked. Why would that be?
I'm half chubbed right now.
Like that monster mom.
Monster mom. That's not fair.
It's a New York Post, so of course they're very... Yeah.
Remember when Anthony Weiner was in trouble and the New York Post was just like going wild with all those headlines about him?
Wild with Weiner. It's a real Weiner in today.
Casey Anthony wants to become a reality star, but most feel a reality check would be more appropriate. A TV proposal submitted on behalf of the 37-year-old Florida, quote, monster mom promises an intimate window into the daily life of one of the most controversial women in America. The show, which would film in Florida, would be based around Anthony's day-to-day life 13 years after being acquitted of killing her daughter, Kaylee. In each episode, Casey will go about her day, working, socializing, dating, maybe fucking. That's not in the story.
Now we're talking.
She will share her thoughts and opinions and will give an intimate look into her world, the proposal claims. Anthony would be working with a production company to produce the show and would be credited as an executive producer, as well as starring in it. Others who would appear include, quote, members of Casey's trusted inner circle, many of whom have never spoken out before. I don't think George is not included in the cast.
You don't think so?
No.
He's your close personal friend, right? You saw him once.
I did see him once driving by the house.
You're too afraid to stop and say that. George Anthony would have kicked your ass.
He probably would have. The show has been shopped around to multiple TV networks, but it's unclear if they will actually put the show on their schedule. I think that's a losing bet, one network exec who has seen the proposals tells The Post. It would get a large audience initially, but what's really that interesting about her life? Plus, the backlash would be huge. Not worth it. However, while the execs of their network will pass, they added, I hope someone else has the balls to buy it, because I definitely want to watch.
Everything you just said is fair and true.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
if I was a network, do you, like, yeah, that first show would be huge ratings.
Yeah.
And then nobody gives a fuck, because what is she doing? And two, the backlash.
Yeah.
But then also, like, they're like, yeah, I want to watch this, so someone pick this up.
Everyone does. So just in closing, while their daughter's preparing to get a reality show off the ground, George and Cindy have filmed their own show where they both submit to a lie detector test and attempt to dispel some of the claims Casey made in her last TV show. We talked about that
earlier. On a past Necro overtime, sure, available in the archives.
Sure. I believe it was found that George was not lying.
Right.
When talking about the sexual abuse?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything he passed.
He passed all of it, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Casey trying to get her own show on the air.
I don't even understand the point of her last show she did, which is, like, what was that? Is that like the test pilot for this idea or something?
What was the show? What did she do? I don't remember.
She did that documentary where it was like her version.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I caught like half the first episode because I was interested. Like, this says you turn into the first episode.
Yeah.
Of course.
But I never finished it because I'm like, this is just annoying because I know you killed your daughter. Like, you're lying.
Yeah. I think we were talking about this off the air before we started recording, but why doesn't she just do an OnlyFans? And
that's what I said.
Make some money before, and, like, retire.
If she legitimately just was gone to get rich quick, which I think that's what she wants, start an OnlyFans. If fucking Catch Me Outside girl can make how much whatever she did in 1 month.
Yeah.
Casey Anthony could probably have an OnlyFans for 3 months and then never have to show herself in the spotlight again.
Just fade away and fucking live, relax for a bit.
Didn't she get offers for porn like right after her case that she turned down?
I think I offered her right. a ton of money to show her beaver in my magazine and she did not accept a deal.
He offered her a fuck ton of money. I can't remember what it was. It was in the outline, but it was a lot.
She wouldn't have to be selling a show.
Yeah.
Well, the deal's still on the table. I'm dead. I'm up in heaven with Jesus, but the deal still stands.
Mr. Flint, are you really up in heaven with Jesus?
Of course I'm in heaven.
You repented before you died?
I don't need to repent. I did.
Well, that's the rules, pal. You have to repent.
I was born again long before you even knew my name, fella.
Okay. All right. I can get into a whole thing here with you.
You questioning my Christianity, you fuckboy?
Lord Flint's angry. Show a picture of a beaver and settle him down.
I'm in
get
heaven.
Get Beav Austin over
I'm in
here.
Heaven. That's all you need to know. Go fuck yourself.
Well, that's not very heavenly talk.
I want to see that pussy, Casey. Sorry,
I certainly hope St. Peter doesn't hear this.
I want the pussy. I want the pussy.
Mr. Flint, you're going to get thrown out of heaven. I do not think she's going the route of showing her body.
I don't think so either. The avenue's closing to her. She's 37 years old now. If that was what she wanted to do, she should have taken advantage of it 10 years ago.
Well, we've seen that ass, though.
The ass is getting big.
Better.
Better. Bigger and better.
She's got to just be delusional, right? Because she put out her thing.
You mean the girl that took the fats around Walt Disney World to show her office?
Oh, she's delusional. Yeah,
she's a little delusional.
Because the logical thing to do is to do the OnlyFans. You're going to get a fuck ton of money.
You don't have to leave your house.
Right.
Look, the logical thing to do if you killed your kid and got away with it is to go away and never show your face again.
She has to live, though. You got to make
but
a quick
apparently
score.
She has a job because it said this would be following her around her job.
What's she doing, though?
I don't know.
Maybe they give but her a I'm job a, like they used may, to do for a real world. Yeah, back
like you were in this ice cream parlor. Right. But I mean, like, maybe she's bartending. She's managing a restaurant. I don't know. You always see pictures of her in those like Palm Beach bars.
Yeah.
If that was me and I killed my kid and got away with it as she did, I would be living as low and off the radar as possible.
Has she convinced herself that she didn't do it?
I think
she's 100%
maybe,
innocent.
I think that might be it.
Maybe.
Or she's so narcissistic that like she thinks that like she's convinced that she's the victim.
Her level of lying is on a scale that I had never even heard of before.
Yeah.
To ride a bold lie, just complete lie, and just ride it to the very end.
Well, that lie saved her life and got her out of prison forever. So she's like, this lie fucking works. Yeah. This works. I'm going to continue on with this.
But she just does it. She would do it no matter if it worked or not. And she would just pivot and never stop.
Yeah, good point.
It's is that a,
like a superpower of hers? Yeah. Like, yeah. I've never heard of somebody being able to lie like that.
Maybe that's like part of her mindset is like she's now playing with house money. She beat prison forever. It's a second life, like a free life.
Yeah,
she's playing with house. Nothing will ever get as bad as that was. Now just go take some chances. You've been through the trenches. You've been called every terrible name
because
you killed your fucking kid.
Yeah.
So now she's like, what are they going to do? Say I'm just out looking for money? Fuck yeah, I am.
Yeah.
She's been called much. So maybe that's how she sees it.
Yeah.
I'm not making an excuse. I don't give a shit about the show.
Yeah.
OnlyFans?
That's the option.
I would look at some photos. And we'll leave it at that. Alas, that is not an option. I think we'll get that Britney Spears OnlyFans before we get a Casey Anthony OnlyFans.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet.
I am too, man. Her Instagram's almost becoming that.
It's not far off.
If Instagram allowed, and Instagram takes down pretty quickly any nudity, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
At least the dick pics I always post get taken down pretty quick. I think if Britney could get away with it, she'd probably just post it for free because she's not of sound mind.
Yeah.
She'd be like, that's right. She'd be like, OnlyFans, what the fuck's that? I'm just going to show you my body. Hey, you want to see my beaver? Here it is. Who's Larry Flynn? He didn't make me any offers.
I got it for free. I offered $5 million, but thank you.
He probably made her an offer on her 18th birthday.
Oh, guaranteed. Of course. Of course. Of course.
Even when you say it regular, I just wait because I know it's going to register in your mind because you're always like, of course. Of course. Of course.
Of course.
So I just like watching him realize, oh, no, I got to say of course. All right, that's enough about her. We got ourselves in enough trouble.
Next update. Missouri cold case previously with questions about possible BTK connection closed. Suspect named. So I think our pal Dennis got cleared of a potential murder that they had long thought was possibly related to him. A decades-old cold case in Missouri in which there were questions about potential involvement from Dennis Rader is now closed. An investigator said he is not the suspect. On Thursday, so this is last week, I believe, the McDonald County Sheriff's Office identified Tulfi Reeves as the man who they believe killed Shauna Garber in 1990. Investigators said Reeves picked up Garber along Highway 59 in Missouri. They said he bound her wrists and feet, hog-tying her, and transported her to an abandoned farmhouse where it is believed that he sexually assaulted her and overdosed her with drugs. He raped her, he bound her, and he overdosed her to shut her up because she was screaming so loudly that it began to scare him in that valley because it echoed, said Lori Howard, lead investigator on the case. From 1990 to 2020, Garber remained a, quote, Grace Doe. In March of 2021, technology advancements helped the sheriff's office determine a familial patch from DNA extracted from Garber, positively identifying her. Her manner of death led investigators to interview Rader, who refers to himself as the BTK killer, which stands for bind, torture, kill. But Howard said Reeves had always been a suspect in the case. She said six witnesses helped investigators conclude that he was the murderer. He raped her, and we know that because we had a witness who was terrified in 2010, 2015, 2017 to talk, but eventually all six sources came forward. Without knowing what happened in regards to each individual person, no one knew what the other was saying, and we were able to identify that it did happen, said Howard. Investigators said Reeves was well known by the community and to law enforcement. He died on November 15, 2021. Howard said essentially closing the case, but said more details could be released at a later time. So they thought for a long time that BTK was their guy. It was not. This guy died 2021, not facing justice. Sad outcome, but at least they know who did it.
We should do a show on BTK sometime. We've certainly never done
one. You should
do
a photo shoot on BTK sometime.
I don't even know what that means. We should do a show on him sometime. We clearly never have. And nothing was ever said on that show.
You're just wiping that from your memory. Huh?
What was his name? Denise?
Denise Ratterchak, yeah.
We should do a show on Denise Ratterchak. That'd be a fun time.
Do we think there's Dennis Rader victims out there still uncovered?
Yeah.
Probably.
I feel like it's likely that almost every serial killer, there's victims out there that we just not even on the radar of, like, this is a potential victim of his or theirs.
Well, they found that box of trophies out at his old house.
Yeah.
Linked to some more victims that were cold cases. So he definitely has a couple still out there.
Do you think a lot of these guys, they give up to get whatever concessions from law enforcement when they finally get caught, but do you think they always leave a couple for themselves? Like they admit, yeah, I did this. I'll take you to the body. I did this one. But they always leave a couple in their back pocket for future considerations, for future get out of jail free.
Yeah. I bet some would. Maybe not all of them.
Stopping their execution, things like that. Or just
Ted Bundy did that.
Yeah.
His was almost a scramble at the end to reveal stuff to get them to stop the execution.
I bet there's some that, like you said, Dave, keep it in their back pocket to think, you know, keep a to play later. I think there's some that probably just tell all because they want to get it off their chest and they want to just be unburdened.
Yeah.
And there's probably some that don't tell just for the sinister act of like, I'm going to keep this with me forever.
Just that smugness
and you're
of
never going to know.
Yeah, they're the only ones that know.
I bet it's probably all of that.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I think if they didn't get a tip that led them to digging and finding that like that little box with souvenirs that he kept, he probably would have held on to these ones until
not?
Forever.
Yeah,
he seems like that kind of a person.
He is that kind of guy. Little fuck.
Could you imagine talking to that fucking asshole?
We should cover him one day. That would be a good probably like 2-part series.
Don't back out of promises you made, Mike. Got to honor your promises.
No, I'll get my 500th tattoo, I guess. I'll, you know, destroy my body for the show. Treat it like just a piece of meat. I will do that, I promise. But we should. We should put BTK on the schedule.
I think it should be that if he doesn't follow through and get the BTK photos done, he has to get a tattoo of the BTK photo on his back. That's just 500.
He's making up ridiculous stuff.
Just adding stipulations.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Making up shit.
What's your tattoo on your back? Oh, that's BTK.
Dennis Rader. You might have heard of him.
He asked the police if they could catch him on a floppy disk, and they said no, and he sent it into him.
He also took photos of himself in lingerie laying in a grave. What's it to you, pal? Why are you looking at my fucking back? We're in Walmart.
Why are you so judgmental?
All right. Well, thank you, BTK, for that one. What's next? What else we got?
I got one more story here tonight. Last up, Gypsy Rose Blanchard announces separation from husband 3 months after prison release. I will tell you, at least 50 people sent this story to us earlier today.
So a story that is not breaking news or providing any updates groundbreaking on her case.
Yeah.
But we're shocked that the marriage that occurred while in prison is not lasting.
Yes.
Okay. Color me surprised.
Pregnant.
Maybe she is.
Hopefully she's not.
Hopefully she's not.
She was posting about that online.
Oh, boy.
Wanting to get pregnant?
Mm-hmm. Saying that his D was fire.
Oh, yeah.
That's the quote.
That's true. She liked that D of that wrestling fan husband of hers.
Well, first of all, it's well established wrestling fans know how to give a wiener in. We know how to give a good wiener in.
You sure about that? You sure about that?
I've never heard that before.
Second, do you think she was trying to like make him sell his title belts, his championship replica belts? Because that's grounds for divorce right there. You don't fucking tell a man to sell his replica belts.
Huh?
Yeah, you work hard to buy those belts, those championship titles.
He's like, bitch, I'm not selling any belts. No.
Do you think he was
what
wearing,
fucking prison did you just get out of?
Do you think he was wearing his Bret Hart sunglasses while he told her to get fucked? She just slapped his ass. He just falls to the ground and cries.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard recently released from prison after serving 8 years. She married her husband while in prison in July 2022. And they have called it quits. Blanchard, 32, announced the split with Ryan Scott Anderson on Facebook. The breakup news comes just 3 months after Blanchard was released from Chillicothe Correctional Center in Missouri. After serving more than 8 years in prison for plotting to murder her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard, with then-boyfriend Nicholas Gojon. On Thursday, Blanchard shared an announcement via social media. Quote, people have been asking what is going on in my life. Unfortunately, my husband and I are going through a separation, and I moved in with my parents' home. I moved in with my parents' home down the bayou. Okay. I have the support of my family and friends to help guide me through this. I am learning to listen to my heart. Right now I need time to let myself find who I am. End quote. She wrote in a statement obtained by People from her private Facebook account. The couple tied the knot in a jailhouse ceremony with no guests in July 2022. In an interview with People magazine ahead of her early release in December, Blanchard said she planned to marry the Louisiana middle school special ed teacher again after her release. I believe he was a Bret Hart fan, right? He had a Hitman license plate when he picked her up from jail.
Yeah, the media was real like, oh my God, yeah. Hitman.
Hitman, what's that about?
Little did they know. Oh.
Bret Hart, friend of the show.
He's a friend of the show.
Did the fire go out in that D? Is it, what I would like to know.
It may have.
Maybe. Something happened.
Did she get too big for her britches?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I hope she kind of like just fades away for a bit, maybe.
Take some time to herself.
Yeah, and figure
get back
it
into
out.
Some normal life. I agree. There's a lot of front for her. She's on all the shows, this and that, Spotlight.
Right, and then that quickly turned against her, where then people were like, wait, fuck you. Like, you tried to kill your mom. Like, some of those police.
She didn't try. She succeeded.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't personally.
But I think more of those details started getting shared around TikTok, like people making videos, reading through the text, and people are like, oh, wait, maybe she's not as innocent as we thought.
Yeah.
It could have come off as like she was looking for the spotlight
right.
when she got out and was happy for it, which that, you know, who knows?
She's in jail for a long time, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's, I don't fault her for anything.
I noticed Mr. Honest. Flint has been quiet during this. Have any offers been made, Mr. Flint, from heaven?
We're still looking at our options on the contract.
Asked and answered. Thank you, Mr. Funk.
That's the thing about her husband, right? Because we watched the documentary. All three of us watched it, right? The HBO about her. And I know we talked about this on the show. When there were the pictures of her, she's of age, like the cosplaying things, like the risque ones. And it's like, oh, man, that I feel very uncomfortable looking at those pictures of her. Even though she's of age, you know, it's still...
She looks like a kid.
Yeah. And then intellectually disabled. It's just the whole thing. It's like...
Yeah.
Well, even you thought physically disabled, right, like that's what we were led to believe, and intellectually disabled, and just, you know, mentally just like kind of stunted and, you know, just acting like a kid. And then you see those photos and you're like, oh, I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
Mm. Which she was an adult.
Mm. But now her.
That guy
saw that documentary and reached out to her.
He's like, I'll give you the excellence of execution.
That wasn't my thought when I watched the documentary. My thought was like, oh, I feel really bad for that girl.
Yeah.
So spoiler that it didn't work out.
Yeah. Which, to the surprise of nobody.
Right. I
mean, yeah. Like, come on. But yeah, like you guys said, maybe she just needs to go away for a while, chill out, get out of the spotlight, learn to live. She didn't have a normal upbringing. She certainly didn't have that probably once she was locked up. Learn to just... be an independent person and live. And
yeah, that stepmom and her dad seem like really great people that stood by her. I don't know.
Save some of that lifetime money.
I forgot about her dad.
Just kind of
hang out in Louisiana. I think they were in Louisiana.
What was his name? He was cool.
Rod.
I'd hang out with Rod.
Yeah.
I like Rod.
But you would, pervert.
I don't know what that means. What you're insinuating there.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm on one of her subreddits, maybe two of them on Reddit. Yeah, some people are super negative. It's Reddit already, so everybody's negative.
Yeah.
But yeah, people need to give her a break a little bit, I think. Probably good for her to
chill out. I'm still pulling for her. I'm looking for a happy life for this girl.
She served her time, so that's just...
That's what I was just going to say, no matter what you think.
Yeah.
She did her time. I was one of the ones that felt that time was necessary and fine. And she did it.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, does it matter?
That's it.
Like, let her live her life now. For her own sake, I think it's better if she goes away and just kind of chills out. Yeah. But, like, I don't know why you would still be on her about it. She did her time.
I think the newness of being out of prison, the spotlight of the TV shows and all that's probably faded now, so...
Yeah.
Hopefully she can relax for a bit.
Just like that fire dick. It's faded.
Didn't last very long.
Hmm.
I remember when we were talking about cocking that dude and putting the Bret Hart sunglasses on him.
No. That's true.
Did I say that?
Are you flying out of Louisiana, Mike? Has she contacted cucks across America?
They're not together. That's not. I can't do it anymore. That's not cucking. That would just be having sex with her.
You don't remember saying that?
Vaguely.
That's awesome. Put the sunglasses on him and while he sits in the corner.
I believe that was
That's
the scenario.
Fantastic. That's a good one. Good job, Junk Mike.
That's awesome.
So do you put him in the sharpshooter also and then go bang his wife?
You could.
In a word?
Yes. Yeah. Everyone's naked. He's in a cock cage.
God, that's in the sharpshooter.
this is not where I expected this conversation to go. Okay.
Well, I feel informed.
I don't know if we'll ever hear about the Bret Hart guy again. What's his name? Did we say what his name?
Oh, Ryan.
Ryan.
Something Anderson, maybe?
Doesn't matter. He's Bret Hart guy. Hitman. License plate.
1 second, please, and I will have that name for you.
Eventually, we'll talk about this while Dave's looking it up. Eventually, because I always see people send comments or messages. We'll get into the Vince McMahon stuff at some point.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to let that all play out a little bit before we get into it. Yeah. Still a little early to talk about allegations. Not that I'm not saying I don't believe them. I'm just saying let's let it play out a little bit.
Yeah. That'll take a while.
It will probably be a while. And we'll do a whole show on that at some point, and whether it's on Patreon or whatever.
Ryan Scott Anderson.
Ryan Scott
Anderson. Three names.
Didn't he have a bet with someone? Like, he was going to write Gypsy Rose, and his friend was going to write someone else from a documentary.
Yes, that's how it started.
Yeah.
Whoever would write back to them or whatever. Yeah.
At least he was honest about the origin story of why he contacted her.
Yeah.
I think you'd feel bad, like it blossomed into something, and he's like,
you would hope it's
kind of why I did this initially, but good for him for being honest, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully he's not a pervert.
Yeah.
Well. Nope. Could she have a reality show? She would be a hotter show, like, given the times, than Casey Anthony would, right?
Much.
She's
more
in the news. You would want to see her, like, I'm putting my life back together. Here's my story.
Gypsy's journey.
I don't think that's maybe the best idea for her.
No.
But that would be a show where you're not going to get flack if you're a network. You might get some. You're not going to get a ton of flack. Mm. And people would want to see that.
I think that could happen. Gypsy's Journey.
If VH1 was still relevant, they would have her on for like one of those dating shows, right? Like they did with Bret Michaels and Flavor Flav. Gypsy's Heart of Love or something. And it's like 15 guys competing for her.
Man, VH1 used to have so much good stuff.
They were off the rails. I watched all of that. That Bret Michaels one, I watched all those seasons. Those were just my kind of white trash women. Loved it. Yeah. Loved it. Loved it. And the Flavor Flav. And then like the one girl, New York, from his show got her own spinoff. I was in on all that stuff. That was like 15 years ago, I feel like.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Now when I think of Bret Michaels, I think about that clip of him trying to walk off stage and the thing's coming down. Have you seen that, Dave?
I don't think
the curtain's coming down as he's trying to get off stage, and it hits him right in the head, and he fucking takes a back bump just straight down.
Now that's funny. Not seeing
that. Oh, my God.
He deserves it for singing those fucking terrible songs.
Literally all I think of now after Rock of Love, I think of him just fucking getting a header. I'm going to have to find that for
Good for
guys.
Him. That's fantastic. I applaud that curtain move, yeah.
That curtain assaulted him.
It's great. Well, all right. Best of luck to Gypsy.
Yeah.
This show is still pulling for her.
Yeah. I want her to work out. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
More to come.
More to come.
Any other news? Any other updates? That was it?
That's it.
For tonight?
Yeah.
It's all that's in the news.
Okay. You've been overtimed. Bye.